Holly, let's start with you. This morning, you went to something the Pennsylvania Democratic Party is calling a unity breakfast. What exactly were they trying to unite?
Well, the gubernatorial primary was particularly vicious this year. Tom Wolf's opponents criticized his business practices. State Treasurer Rob McCord, in particular, attacked him for his relationship with a former York mayor who was involved in a 1969 race riot. So party elder Bob Brady asked them to eat breakfast together at the Oregon Diner in South Philly. And afterwards, they came out and told reporters, "We are united 100% behind Tom Wolf."
So what we're saying is, really, it's a question of them all coming together, working towards trying to defeat Corbett in the fall. It's not really a policy thing, per se, because in terms of policy, they kind of all agreed throughout the primary on most of the major issues, right?
That's absolutely right. And so political scientist Harry Madonna says that the Democratic Party leaders and labor leaders will get behind Tom Wolf. Ultimately, there may be some hurt feelings for a while there, but they'll get behind him and it will translate into votes for him.
I don't think there's any doubt in my mind that the vast majority of the McCord, Schwartz, and McGuinty voters will easily support Tom Wolf because they agree on the same positions.
Now, when they're talking about unity here, they're all coming together, they're presenting a public face, but at the same time, I understand reporters weren't necessarily allowed to listen in on everything, and the former candidates themselves weren't actually talking to the press. So can we tell? Are they united now?
Yeah, they wouldn't let us eat eggs and scrapple with them. And afterwards, Ed Rendell, the former governor who attended the meeting, insisted that we not ask anyone any questions. So Megan Sweeney, the Pennsylvania Republican Party's spokeswoman, was quick to say that this was just a staged photo op.
You know, Pennsylvanians are going to see through this. Today's breakfast was a weak attempt by the Democratic Party to put on a facade of unity. If there was truly unity, they would have allowed the people at the breakfast to talk to reporters.
So the Democrats say they're united, the Republicans say that they're not, but after every primary election, I guess it's time for people to come together and say, well, we're moving forward and we're going to take on the challenger, right?
Yeah, I think this is politics as usual.
So they get ready for the campaign in the fall. Now, before the polls had even closed on Tuesday, a federal judge struck down Pennsylvania's ban on same-sex marriage and couples started picking up marriage licenses. And some people didn't wait long to get married. Emma, you attended some weddings today at Philadelphia City Hall. What was the scene like?
So 8 couples got married today by judges who had volunteered to be there at City Hall. And there were a lot of tears. It was very emotional. One man was trying to spell his partner's last name for me at one point, and he forgot how to spell it. And just said he was so nervous. And he and his husband had a Quaker ceremony over a decade ago. But he said he felt like he did the first time. And even though all of these couples have been together for many, many years, you just got the sense of how quickly things have been moving this week. And while their friends were there and their family were there, they were saying things like, I don't know what we're going to do immediately after this ceremony. So I talked with Eddie Chang and Derek Finn minutes after they were married.
It's just amazing.
The whole thing is just, it's so unreal. Like, it's, part of me doesn't even believe that it's happening, you know, that it's happened. Oh my goodness.
we just no words really for it.
No, there really isn't.
So Tuesday was the first day that same-sex couples could get marriage licenses in Pennsylvania. There's a 3-day waiting period. I understand some people got waivers and a handful of marriages have already taken place before today. But midnight last night, people started getting married in the region. Did you feel like a lot of people were sort of rushing to do it? And what was the rush?
So this couple in particular, and I heard this echoed by others, they ran out of work on Tuesday because they were concerned there was going to be some sort of stay. If the state planned to appeal, they might ask the judge put a hold on these marriages until this is all resolved, as has happened in other states. And ultimately, that didn't turn out to be necessary. Governor Corbett said on Wednesday he wouldn't appeal, and the pace of people applying for marriage licenses continued to pick up. Judges will actually be back again tomorrow at City Hall to marry more of those couples.
WHYY's Holly Otterbein and Emma Jacobs joining us for our Friday Reporters Roundtable. Emma, Holly, thanks.
Thank you.